tonight a subject of a word that to the world is kind of depressing. That word is alone. I remember with the COVID problems since March, and as they were starting to look at should we reopen or should we not, some of the reason that was given for needing to reopen is there are people that cannot stand to be alone longer. It is not good for them to be alone longer. Even if it is their family at home, they're social creatures and they need to be able to not be alone. Well, I was looking at the definition of alone. Solitary, without the presence of another. But what I want to share with you tonight is God specializes in alone. And I want to tell you how. To the world, alone is a terrible place to be. Because it's this, I don't have a presence of another. But I was thinking about how Jesus said he left us an example that we could follow in his steps. So I'd like to tell you how he looked at alone. You know, in the sixth chapter, if you've ever read the sixth chapter of John, talk about highs and lows for Jesus. That chapter starts out, the sixth chapter starts out with him feeding the multitude. And it seems only natural after he fed the multitude that everyone was impressed. He was very popular. And then the 15th verse of the 6th chapter says, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force and make him a king. Now talking about popular, he's popular now. Here's a man that can feed us for free. We want him to be our leader. He's popular. But that chapter does not end until we go on down and he tells them what it means to really be a follower of his. And on down about the bottom of the chapter, 66 verse, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. He is almost alone himself. And then it says, Jesus said unto the 12, you know, he's got 12 left. He says to the 12, will you also go away? So you know what? If 12 more had left, he would have been alone. And I think about what Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And you remember in the garden, when Jesus was in the garden, and here comes a great multitude with swords, staves, and Peter's going to help. He pulls out his sword and cuts off the ear of the servant of the high priest. Now, I've tried to imagine how that could be. With a sword, how can you only get the ear and not take the whole arm off or something? But that's the damage that he did in trying to help Jesus. But there is a verse that I found. I don't know that I have ever read it before. It's in John, the 16th chapter. Because in that one of where Peter had pulled the sword, Peter didn't die for the Lord. He had said that he would. But instead, what it said right after that in Matthew 26 and 56 was, all of his disciples forsook him and they fled. So Jesus was alone at that time. But I'd like to look at John 16 of something Jesus said. 16 and 32. He's talking to him. He says, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. So here was his description of what was going to happen. They were going to all forsake him and flee. But look at what he said here. And yet I'm not alone. The Father is with me. And that's what I would like to talk about tonight. Because we can all get in places where we can have a crowd around us and yet we feel alone. How about for us in 2020. We read about Jesus' story of being alone and feeling it. And yet he says, I'm not alone. The Father's with me. There is a song that I'd like for us to sing together. Because I believe in 2020, we can have the same confidence that we're not alone. The Father's with us. And in this song number 489, if we just sing this first verse of 489. I've seen the lightning flashing and heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior telling me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Now sometimes when we have sung that song, I'd get a little tired of hearing "No, never alone." But you know that that's only because I wasn't feeling alone at that time. You know, if we are really feeling alone and we need the Lord to be with us, we'd like for it to be told to us over and over and over again. I'm not going to leave you alone. I counted about 40 times by the time you finished that song. No, never alone. I promise never to leave you. No, never alone. I'm reminding you over and over and over. Because you know we need to be reminded. Because sometimes in this dark world that we're living in, we can sure feel alone. And the devil would like to have that happen. He would like to make us feel like we're all alone. But if we can always remember that verse that Jesus said, every man is going to leave me alone, but I'm really not alone. My Father. Now, he doesn't even say my Father. He says the Father is with me. And I kind of like that because he didn't just say, okay, I'm special and I will get attention, but you may not. No, the Father of us all is with me. At a time when it seems that I am all alone, I'm really not. And I thought about the song that I think Sarah had sung it before. I am not alone. He will be there with me. That's not just a song to sing. That's an assurance that we are singing to ourselves. We are telling to ourselves, when I feel like it's not happening, that there is a promise. I'm not alone. He has promised to be there with me. And this doesn't have to mean just, okay, your companion has passed away and I'm alone. It is for all of us in this world that we're living in. The devil would like to make us feel like you're an island to yourself. You're all alone and there's no help for you. Alone, the definition, without the presence of another. But you know what? To the Christian, it's altogether different. I was thinking a secret of the Christian is that they can be physically alone and yet not be lonesome because they got God to communicate with. Another secret, they can be in a crowd of people and yet be alone with God. You ever felt that yourself? You know what? Because I'm on my job does not mean that I can never have communion with the Lord. You know, we can be doing our daily task and be in communion, be alone with God. That's a wonderful thing to have happen. And I'd like to look tonight at how we can make that happen and how we can be more successful at it happening. I'd like to look at another song. Because you know what? This in our songbook, we have several songs that tell us about being alone with God. I'd like for us to sing together number 490. And we'll go ahead and sing all these verses because I think they apply to us. When storms of life around me beating, when rough the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating, I love to be alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God. Oh, blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him communion sweet. What though the clouds have gathered o'er me? What though I pass beneath the rod? God's perfect will there lies before me when I am thus alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God. Oh, blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him communion sweet. 'Tis there I find new strength for duty, as o'er the sands of time I plod. I see the King in all His beauty, while resting there alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God. Oh, blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him communion sweet. And when I see the moment nearing, when I shall sleep beneath the sod, when time with me is disappearing, I want to be alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God. Oh, blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him communion sweet. So as I look at that song, it's important for all of us today in the busy time that we're living in to find some time to be alone with God. And it doesn't mean we have to tell everybody in the house, okay, I need you to leave for a little bit. I got to be alone with God. But to be able to commune with the Lord, even when there's noise all around us, to be able to just talk to the Lord and He talks back to us. There's a song that's been around for a long time. It is, I come to the garden alone early in the morning while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me. And He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. What is available to us in 2020 in being able to find a special place with the Lord that the world cannot find? The world will say, get away from being alone. If you're lonesome, find a way out of that. A lot of people cannot stand to have it quiet. I think about places that at their home, either there be a television or a radio that is on 24 hours a day. Yeah. It's not so much that I'm listening to it, but I've got to have something going on. You know, the Christian can develop a place to where they love quiet. Because I can commune with the Lord at that time. And I believe also the devil knows the value of it. And he would love for us in our lives to be so pressed that even whenever I stop, I am not able to shut everything out and have that communion with the Lord. There is, how do we access this place? Do we have to, we went to Colorado a couple weeks ago where it was so quiet. And that seems like, okay, everyone, if you could just go park your camper where we parked ours, that's the spot to do it, to be able to have communion with the Lord. But you know what? You can go to the quietest place on earth, and you can have some things churning in your head to where it's not a location. It is about us coming to a place to where my heart can commune with the Lord. But there was a song, number 109. It says, alone in some secure retreat, the sky o'ershadows me. All nature smiles so soft and sweet. I'm thinking, Lord, of thee. Nature, an early morning go out on your porch should cause me to think of more than I better hurry up and get to work or I'm going to be late. But should be able to cause my mind to turn toward the Lord and commune with him. If it's nothing more than, Lord, I sure appreciate you providing this beauty for us. I'm glad when we come to services on a Sunday morning and it's such a beautiful day. Let's always be thankful for it. We're thankful for every day that he gives. But those special days that we've been having lately, let me go back to the Lord and tell him a special thanks for it. All nature smiles so soft and sweet. I'm thinking, Lord of thee. Thinking of thee, O Lord of thee, musing on things above. You know what? That's a choice of ours. What am I thinking about? What takes up my thought process? Musing on things above till every chord within my soul is tuned with heavenly love. You know, even tuning an instrument is not done instantly. I notice like even someone tuning a guitar, they'll tune it, they'll listen, they'll tune it a little bit more. You know, we're not going to be able to be in communion with the Lord I got 30 seconds. I need an instant communion here with the Lord. Sometimes maybe we don't have a lot of time, but I tell you, I find that if I would stop and take track of where have my thoughts been going, and I'm not talking about evil thoughts, I'm just talking about we can have our mind go in a lot of different places. If you don't think so, wake up at 3 a.m. and try to go back to sleep. And I mean really try to go back to sleep. Seems like the harder you try, the more your mind will go in all different places. So I was thinking for us, how do we access this place? Because God has it for us. How can there be a quiet place in 2020? I'd like to look at a verse in Isaiah in the 32nd chapter. God has a place, and it doesn't. This one sounds like it's a natural place, a place we would live, but it can also be just within our heart. Isaiah 32 and 17. This is where it starts. The work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. You know what? I'm not going to be able to bypass a step and just jump over, okay, I'm not living a righteous life, but I would like to have this special quiet place with the Lord. No, I thought about the verse where Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? So for me to have a communion with the Lord, for me to be able to be alone with God and he's pleased with me being there, I'm going to have to be doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. I was looking at another verse over in Psalms in the 15th chapter. This one says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Again, there's that working righteousness. For me to be able to have that communion with the Lord, I need to be doing those things that please him. And there was another verse in 1 Peter 1, the first chapter, and in the 15th verse, as he which hath called you is holy. This is the goal that we desire to attain to. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. For me to desire that, and then I want to have communion with God. So how does that happen? There's a word that I'd like for us to look at for a few minutes. Meditation. We've heard that word a lot. Is that a spiritual term? Not really. Meditation just means that I'm doing a close or continued thought. The turning or revolving of a subject in mind. Serious contemplation. And you know what? That can be on anything. If there is a man that has murdered someone, something they will try to find out when they're charging him, was it premeditated murder? Did he have time to turn it over in his mind and think about it? I thought about this before. We've had workplace shootings. And I've looked at that because I always kind of think about people that I've had to let go. And now how long are they going to think about that? But I would read in the news about someone that maybe got fired 2 years ago. And now they walk in today and they start shooting people. 2 years later, what happened? What happened in their thinking process? You know what? They were meditating on something. They had their mind churning. What does it say? Serious contemplation. So what their thoughts were going on was, I've been done wrong. And for 2 years, this thing is building until it boils over and lives are lost. But here's what I'm interested in, is I want to take that same thing, meditation, and I want to turn it into my access of being able to be alone with God. Along with that word meditation, there were some other words. Muse. Remember we just looked at that song, musing on things above. Thinking or pondering. Pondering was to view with a deliberation, to examine. Where do we find ponder in the scripture? You remember when the shepherds came to Mary and they gave her what they had just seen, the information that they had just seen from the angels. And it says Mary kept these things and she pondered them in her heart. She gave us some serious thought. It wasn't just, okay, well, all right, we'll see y'all later and it's over. But she thought about what could this mean? And so I'm looking at some scriptures because meditation is something that I'm going to need the Lord to help me with. Yes. Because my thoughts are going somewhere. And I can say I can control them. But you know what? Sometimes I can't control them. And I'm not tonight talking about sinful things. I'm talking about things that will break the connection of me having a close communion with the Lord. When someone does me wrong, what I do with that, the meditation that I put toward that, is what causes unforgiveness. Yes. Or forgiveness. How is it that wrongs will pass down from generation to generation? The children are still upset at what happened. Don't even remember what happened. They didn't tell me what happened, but I just know I'm supposed to be upset at these people. Things can pass down. And what is that? That's happening in this meditation process. I'm allowing myself to meditate about something. We have a song that says, guide my thoughts. Because I'm going to have some thoughts. Guide my thoughts, lest they should wander to the empty dreams of earth. Let me on thy goodness ponder, yea, on things of heavenly worth. Guide my thoughts, Lord, because my meditation without your help is not going to be acceptable. So I would like to look at a few verses about meditation, because I think it's real important. It's not enough for me to tell you that you need to meditate. It is for us to go to the Lord and find out in the Word of God, it's possible. And now I want it more in my life. But I'd like to start with one, Psalms 19 and 14. There are a lot of places in the scripture where I could say that it's a prayer. It's asking the Lord to help me to control this area in my life. This one is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My meditations, those thoughts, what does it say? Close or continued thought. The turning or revolving of a subject in my mind. Serious contemplation. You know, I can look at a subject. I can look at a trouble. And if I leave God out of it, I can churn it a long time trying to figure out how it ought to be. What is it with Proverbs 3 and 5? It's letting us know, don't lean to my own understanding. In all my ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge that, Lord, these are just my thoughts. What are your thoughts? You remember where he says that the heavens are higher than the earth? That's how much higher my thoughts are than your thoughts. My ways are than your ways. And in 2020, if I would yield myself to him and say, Lord, I'm going to pray the same prayer. This is a Psalm of David. David had a prayer in Psalms 139, search me, O Lord, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. That's in this meditating process. And see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Here's another prayer of David's. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Lord, those things that I start out thinking about. And I, you know, we will have things happen in our life that is nothing more than just a passing thought. You know, what am I going to eat for breakfast in the morning? Is it going to be cereal or is it going to be an egg? Am I going to be thinking about that 3 weeks later? Nope. It's come and gone. I'm thinking about lunch then. But for us to, there are places that we get a rut going of what I'm thinking about. And a lot of times the devil wants to get involved in that. So let's pray this prayer. Lord, I want my meditation. Those things that I do more than just a little surface thought. Those things that I really think about, seriously think about. Lord, I want you to be able to stamp your approval on that. Okay? Now that's a good one. It doesn't say some of them are going to be sweet and some of them are going to be saying, Lord, why did you allow this into my life? My meditation of him will be sweet. You think there'd be able to be communion back and forth with the Lord and be able to spend some time alone with God when that's it? I believe he's pleased to smell in our assembly then. Okay, Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, you know what? It's one thing to just say, okay, I'm going to read it. But he goes on a little deeper, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. We look at one in Psalms 1 and 1. Here's a blessing that goes to a man that is making some decisions. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But look at what his delight is. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What was our definition of meditating? Close or continued thought, the turning or revolving of a subject in the mind. This one, I am letting this, really getting something out of this verse. In his law, he meditates day and night. And then just like we saw in Joshua, there's going to be some good things that come from that. This one that says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In 2020, that can happen also. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, and we will find that those negative things don't become passing thoughts. They become our meditation if we let them, if we're not careful. What someone has done to me, how can it be possible? When I read the stories in the past, of families that had something happen, the Hatfields and the McCoys. If you ever get a chance, just pull that up and read that story. It is amazing to me. Country people that lived out on the border of Kentucky, maybe about the turn of the century. Two families, just like we all have families, and something came up that caused a rift between them. And that rift continued to grow until there was a killing. One member of one of the families was killed by a member of the other family. And then it continues until I think it was like 19 people had been killed. And they were almost at the point of having to call in the militia to put a stop to it. And I thought, okay, it had to have been a big land dispute or something. What started such a thing as this? And back then, their animals would run loose. And they said if you could trace it back to the beginning, there was a pig that was running loose, and one family claimed it, and the other said, no, it's ours. Now, how could that have been solved? You know, if they would have said, I tell you what, this is Saturday, it won't take us long to butcher the old hog, and we're going to have a family get-together, both families. Come on, let's eat it up. You know, and it would have been gone. It would have been just a memory of families getting together. Folks, we're no different. Our thinking capacity has not changed. We have not, you know, they want to talk about how we're evolving. Folks, there's things about us not evolving. We still have the same devil to face. We still have troubles that want to come to us that will, it may be different than a pig, but there will be some things that want to fill our mind, and we meditate on that and it not be what's beneficial to us. Let's look at Psalms 63 and 6. When I remember thee upon my bed, and I meditate on thee in the night watches. Now probably, young people don't know anything about, night watches. I mean, you go to sleep and somebody has to wake you up the next morning. It's time to get up. But you know, some of us will wake up about 3 o'clock in the morning and we think our mind takes off. And I thought, okay, I better hurry up and get back to sleep before this thing gets too big for me. And I mean, it can run all over the place. I can be thinking about work, and I'm not going to work for 4 more hours anyhow, so go back to sleep, but it won't do it. I didn't get this done. I don't want to forget it when I get to work. Okay, so I say, quit, stop that. I am not going to think about work anymore. Maybe I am the only one that has had trouble with it. But I have come to a place where I said, that's it. If this is the devil doing it, I'm going to think on spiritual things only. That's it. I'm drawing the line. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about my car that needs repair or nothing else. I'm thinking about the Lord. And start on that. You know where your mind can find, you find out it's gone in 30 seconds. I'm right back on these other, it's a battle. Yes. But you know what? We can come to the place to where we can say, I want my meditations. What does it say there? 63 and 6. When I remember thee. Okay, verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Okay, these two are tied together. That wasn't just another verse by itself. I'm going to praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Here's what's going to come out from me when I meditate at night. So I want to be able to realize how valuable this is to be able to have time alone with God. How much the devil is going to contest it. But that I would be working on, Lord, I want you to be able to help me in this area of my life. I want to be able to, when I wake up at night, that my heart goes towards spiritual things and I be able to commune with the Lord. You know, that's a good time to do it. I can't get up and go work. I can't turn my thoughts towards something that's got to be done. So help me to think upon you. And one thing that probably would help is when I get to where I can really control it, if it is the devil that is keeping me awake, I'll be able to go back to sleep then, I think. Because he is not interested in you communing with the Lord. So Lord, help us. There is a song that says, there is a blessed pavilion, a sacred inner court, a place of God's own dwelling with all the world shut out. Is that possible? It's possible for us to be able to commune with the Lord and just shut the world out. We all need to practice it over these next weeks before the election time. Because you know what? If I'm not careful, I can wake up through the night. I can think about it through the day. It can consume my thought process. And all the time, there is a blessed pavilion, a sacred inner court, a place of God's own dwelling with all the world shut out. And I can have access to that if I'm willing to press my way into it. So I want to look at this. When we're talking about alone, does Sister Maxine have special access to alone with God more than the rest of us because Brother Lauren passed away? No. Uh-uh. We have witnessed.
Thank the Lord.
The result. Of her time alone with God.
Yes.
The same is available to all of us. You know what? She has to choose what she's going to meditate on. The same as all of us will have to choose. It's just that her choices are allowing us all to eat of the fruit of it. It's what's available to all of us. I'd like to go to a verse in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes, yes.
I want to tell you, there could be a stronghold for Sister Maxine in her time of grief.
Yes.
But you know what? Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations. You know, imaginations can become meditations. They can become just as real as if they had really happened. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Or maybe we could look at that and say, everything that would rob that close communion that I could have with God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we read that, I believe Karen had that verse. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Let's look at the verse just before it, though, in Philippians, the 4th chapter. Here's what's going to happen if we can do it. The 7th verse says, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds. Here's where that meditation comes from and what meditating we're going to be doing. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then it tells us the things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. Think on these things. Scripture tells us, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. Where I let the Lord know my meditation is becoming very important to me, I need your help in it because there's a lot of other things wanting to crowd in. As I seek to draw closer to him, I believe he's going to be faithful to help me in those meditations that I desire to have. I'd like for us to close with one more song. This is number, because I believe when we are looking at something that will encourage us, let's go back to these songs that say you can be alone with the Lord and have great benefit. Number 47. Here's one, Alone with Jesus. Alone with Jesus, 'tis so sweet to worship at his lovely feet, to raise our hearts in grateful praise for all his wondrous works and ways. Alone with Jesus in the storm, he'll keep us from all fear and harm if we but trust him day by day. Although it be a stormy way, alone with Jesus, all is well. Beneath this smile, my soul would dwell. Oh Lord, how sweet to know and feel thy love and thy eternal seal. Along with Jesus to express the perfect peace we here possess, as angels' tongue might well employ. Alone with Jesus, oh, what joy. Alone with Jesus, hour by hour, preserved by his almighty power. And when the storms of life are o'er, with him we'll dwell forevermore. This is another one of those songs that takes us all through life.
Yes.
And it uses the last verse to say, if we've handled it right, alone with Jesus hour by hour. You know what? This is a choice that we're making. And out in the future, let's remember, it's a choice that Sister Maxine makes. She is able to choose what she will meditate on. Every one of us are able to do it too. We see the benefit of her meditations being on the Lord and him there to help her out. Folks, it would be much different if her meditations were elsewhere. Her life could be ruined. She could have nothing to be able to feed us with. But I am thankful. It's not because she or Aunt Nelda or anyone else was a special person. Folks, let's realize how simple it is. It's a choice of what I choose to meditate on. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. It's not about sinful things, but acceptable is, Lord, you have the power to walk with me through this trouble. I don't understand how it will end. I don't understand the direction that it's going, but I trust you, Lord. And he will walk with us through that. Let's let the words of our mouth, meditations of our heart be acceptable. That's our prayer to the Lord. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I desire your prayers.